If you're listening to this, you already know our podcast. You may have even watched us on YouTube, but some of the most unforgettable moments in Glass Cannon history didn't happen in a recording studio. They happened live. In 2026, we're taking that energy on the road with an all-new touring show, Call of Cthulhu Live. Each city will experience its own unique, standalone story of cosmic horror, and we're coming to Madison on October 15th. You can get your tickets today at glasscannonnetwork.com/tour. And if you'd like to upgrade your experience with early entry for exclusive pre-show access and a meet and greet with the cast before the show, grab one of the limited BIGCP packages at checkout. Just head to glasscannonnetwork.com/tour and we'll see you in Madison.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of the Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Cannon podcast for the next 40 minutes. We're gonna hang out, roll some dice. Yeah, it's gonna be a tight one. We're gonna roll some dice, have some fun, have some laughs, play some games, play some Shadow Dark. If you're enjoying what we do here at the Glass Cannon Network.
You like suddenly very quickly ran out of the ability to say consonants. Just you ran out of them.
I need because I finished my donkeys. I'm all sped up.
I don't want to blow up your spot, but Troy has been drinking all day.
I came in,
I could smell it.
Yeah. That donkey's had a little bit of
whoop. This is an espresso martini.
That was.
Go to jointhenaish.com and join for as little as $12 a month. You get access to our entire catalog. Over 11 years worth of shows, 60 plus game systems. You can't beat it. You're looking at my coffee like that's crazy.
I'm still thinking about a 22 ounce espresso martini.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
That's called a...
Let's do some more legal drama.
They call that order the punch an Uber driver.
Espresso martinis are very hot right now. They're like Appletinis were when Sex and the City was...
They're actually...
They've been
often,
hot for a long time.
Actually often served cold.
Cold?
Yeah. You said they're very hot right now. I was just trying to...
Oh, wow.
I was trying to...
What's the opposite? Very bad joke.
Yeah.
It's
like a dad joke, but worse.
Don't talk to me and say very bad joke. That's so mean.
It's so damning from an actual comedian.
They are really popular. I love espresso martinis.
Do you like it with the coffee beans in it? Or you consider if they don't put the coffee beans in, I'm just getting a second rate espresso martini.
Three beans. Otherwise, it's bad luck.
Has anyone not had an espresso martini, perhaps, Jared? But
I don't.
Yeah, espresso martini.
Don't drink coffee.
Okay.
No. But you can still I don't either, but I've had an espresso martini.
I've tasted
the last one I had may have been the last one I'll ever have.
Wow. Was
for
it a
whatever
bad one?
Reason, it was delicious. It was great. It had the three beans, and I just felt horrible. For like an hour and a half, 2 hours afterwards.
Huh. Well, it's the
heart racing.
It is like a dessert. Like it is very sweet.
What is in it?
Espresso. It's like vodka. Maybe there's like a coffee liqueur.
Usually a coffee liqueur.
An espresso.
Yeah, sometimes it's a vanilla vodka.
Is it a flavored vodka?
Yeah. I had one in Vegas that was made with a tequila based coffee liqueur, of which there are several Patronas, kind of crappy version.
Good.
It was very good.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it was tequila, espresso, tequila-based coffee liqueur, and
So no vodka, just a tequila.
This particular one was tequila-based, yeah.
Sounds like
I haven't heard of that.
That sounds like a recipe for bad choices.
Oh, man. It's quite elegant.
I love a sweet treat after food. Why am I doing this? I love a sweet treat after
sweet
food.
Sweet treat and a wand.
Casting a spell to summon one.
Have you guys ever had this one in Italy that's very popular on the mountains and stuff when you're skiing and snowboarding? It's called
it's a very specific thing.
I think we can officially say no.
During a lunar eclipse.
When I'm visiting Zurich, go ahead.
I think it's elsewhere, but I had it. This
she
is when I've had
one
it.
Movie.
Wait, you guys have never done this?
Exactly. You guys have never done this when you're snowboarding in the
Alps? Hit a private gondola?
No, it's called a bombardino. Have you ever had this?
Bombardino,
and it's like a orangey looking drink with like whipped cream on top.
There it is.
But it's a alcoholic beverage.
And it's like an eggnog.
Wait, I'm thinking about something else. An Italian orangey frozen
not
drink.
Hot.
But it begins with a B.
Oh my!
Are you thinking of frozen? No, because there's the Boulevardier, which is very popular.
Oh, there is eggnog in it. Or
get out of here. It does look pretty noggy. It looks like an alien eggnog.
Troy, I think
sounds like it's Christmas drink.
It's advocat or eggnog. I don't know what advocat is. Maybe that's the Italian version.
Avocat.
And brandy. And you have like whipped cream on top and like cinnamon. And you drink like three of those.
Look at that.
And then you hit the terrain park.
Wow. I'm getting some fucking advocat on the way home. I already have brandy.
Advocat is a... It's made from eggs, sugar, and brandy.
Go yes.
I was thinking of the Bellini.
Oh, Bellini.
Not orange,
I do like very different.
I think it's peach.
Champagne.
Peach
liqueur. Yeah.
It's like a what's the orange in champagne?
That's mimosa.
Mimosa.
It's a mimosa, but with peach pulp instead
of puree.
It's
puree. Yeah. Right. Maybe a schnapps.
Yeah.
I think a Bombardino might be your new winter drink, though.
Bombardino.
So up your alley.
It's kind of like, it's all things you like. It's a fancy drink. A pudding shot.
Mm-hmm.
I love an eggnog. Pudding.
An eggnog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should drink eggnog just all year round. Like just in July, pour some eggnog.
Are you a nog guy or are you just doing a bit?
I'm just doing a bit. Okay. I don't have a real personality.
Love a nog. I know Skid, not a nog guy.
Not a nog guy.
No, not an egg guy.
I love a nog.
Do you drink eggnog in the winter? Or
Nog is terrible.
Oh,
come on.
Really?
Ugh,
nog is terrible, you guys.
Slowly back away from the table as these two go at each other.
I mean, it's just an incorrect.
It's like drinking an elf's phlegm.
It is.
That's what it tastes like.
It looks like vomit, and it tastes like sweet vomit.
Yeah.
Yes. I made my own once, like homemade eggnog, and it's just raw eggs. You're just eating raw eggs. But the vodka kills the stuff.
Sell me more.
The stuff that is bad for you. It's quite good. But I mean, I'll have...
I'm in!
Between November and December, both months, I'll have a giant container of boozy nog in the fridge at all times.
I know you you like
the kids drink right out of it.
I'll pour nog in my coffee in the morning. Not without alcohol, unless it's a weekend. Boom. Little nog in the coffee. Just
that sounds good.
It up. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Nog in the coffee and a silver spoon.
Now I got to look at the Bombardino.
I used to love it at your Christmas party. The rum nog with the sprinkle.
I hate the song.
The Yellow Russian.
Yellow Russian.
What's the Yellow Russian? Eggnog?
Vodka eggnog.
Vodka and piss.
With a little nutmeg.
Human piss.
Vodka eggnog, little nutmeg on top.
That doesn't sound
a lot of times people will put, you know, like
and Kahlua.
The piss of a homeless person in it.
It's vodka, Kahlua, and eggnog instead of milk.
Is that okay to say? Piss. Oh, we're not allowed to say piss of a homeless person anymore?
That's the title of the app, Jared. What happened in that trial by combat?
I can only imagine how this plays out.
The ending spoiled the for title me. Now.
Didn't give it away.
You know what? Have you ever had the what's the golfing drink that is with
Arnold Palmer?
It's with grape. Transfusion.
Wasted land that could go to public use.
Transfusion?
They drink that up.
All right, so
wasted land that could go to public use on the rocks.
I looked up transfusion without.
It's the water they use to keep those lawns alive.
Yeah, it's, right.
Stop.
It's grape juice?
It's a drink. I think it's like one of these big, the Masters, one of these shits. Vodka, Concord grape juice, lime, and ginger ale.
Mm.
The brewery that we like to go to on our way to Boston, Treehouse, has their own canned cocktail line. And so I tried one of their transfusions at their golf course location. They're fucking lights out. Imagine having
all that sugar. Extremely, extremely cheap for like a rich man's drink.
Yeah. Well, the these like fancy golf tournaments are famous for like their cheap eats.
Really?
Like an egg salad sandwich.
When I'm not golfing on my heavily watered golf course, I'm working on my server farm locations all over the world.
They've never
also hoarding water in the event that the poors revolt against us.
This is a thing.
Water belongs to me only.
You don't want the homeless to be dehydrated, otherwise they won't be able to piss.
That's right. And how will we win this fight? Justice can't be done.
Hey, but so that was sugar, 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 and more sugar and alcohol.
I'm sure there's other ways you can make it, but those are the basic ingredients. It's a grape vodka situation.
It's just like, I'm just like, all right, you've been out in the sun all day long, and then you drink one of those.
Yeah, and then you golf a zero. And it's incredible.
Zero would be a great day.
Do you have golf? That's what I just realized. She's too busy snowboarding in the Alps. No.
Like a zero would be an amazing day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You golf a perfect. You have a couple of those drinks. You golf a perfect game. I was going to say the Masters.
You can't hit a zero. That would be a bad day. You didn't golf.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
You're a talking con artist. You're trying to con your way out of things you say.
The Masters is incredible, though, because you can't get a ticket to it. You have to be grandfathered in. You have to be like part of the people who have invitations to go to the Masters. But the price of food has never changed. And you can buy like a hot dog for 25 cents or something.
Oh, it's nice that they get to have cheap
food. Which is insane. Oh. But it's part of like the perks of just it being like an institution. But I learned about that recently and I find it fascinating.
Yeah, I have heard that before, but I forgot that.
Yeah.
Egg and cheese on a biscuit, like a ham turkey and Swiss cheese sandwich. It's all basic.
A dollar.
Like shit food. You wouldn't want to eat it.
What's the
egg and cheese on a biscuit is delicious.
What's the best score you can get?
I might not ski in the Alps.
You want it to be a negative. You want it to be
18 for 18 holes.
Yes.
You hit the ball once at every hole.
Yes.
And that makes perfect sense.
It's physically impossible, but sure.
You'd never do it.
Oh. What if
maybe
you guys,
Happy Gilmore could do it.
You double eagle every hole.
And you birdie none.
Okay.
Is that good? Okay. Francis,
I didn't even
want to. Francis, help me.
You lost even Francis in there.
No, I guess you wouldn't. You wouldn't birdie any holes. No.
No, she's right.
I'm right. Yeah.
This is a.
You are right in a horrible way.
Let's just take a break from all of this.
You know that idea you can't stop thinking about? The one you want to turn into a business? It's time. Shopify has everything you need to launch your website fast and sell everywhere customers shop.
We just made it live and it's already sold out.
Oh my gosh.
Join millions of Shopify merchants who have turned their ideas into businesses.
You got my first deal.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
You've got your favorite blanket, a freshly poured drink, and a cold case burning a hole in your streaming queue. You're not just watching true crime, you're running the investigation from the comfort of your couch. Welcome to Murder, She Watched, the podcast where we recap, dissect, and slightly overanalyze some of the best and craziest true crime documentaries on our favorite streamers. Did the spouse do it? Why is the shady neighbor wearing leather gloves in July? Why did this guy agree to be interviewed in this documentary? We ask the tough questions that you're often just screaming at your TV. So every week, we break down the twists, red herrings, and absurd documentaries that have kept you up all night. It's high drama, cozy vibes, and absolute couch detective energy. Grab your throw blanket and hit subscribe. Search Murder, She Watched wherever you listen to podcasts, and let's solve this thing together.
Folks, we're back to our Masters coverage this year at the Glass Cannon Network. Be sure to check out our sponsors, Old Norse Foundry, Natty Nine, and Foundry Virtual Tabletop. We've been so busy with this courtroom drama, we haven't been on Foundry in a hot second.
Yeah, I want to get back to it.
If you didn't think I was looking at my spells throughout that whole courtroom drama on my character sheet through Foundry, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was doing. That's yeah, why actually, I
that is
spell.
That is a good point. Like, we're constantly using it for the yeah, character sheet.
I was like, what can right? I do? What could I do?
It's fair. You're on a battle map, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've added a bunch of shit in there, too, that you guys don't even know about.
What?
Can't tell
what?
You about it. Can't tell. I shouldn't even have brought it up.
What?
My rude. Character's name is Stupid Weakling now. Hey,
isn't that the translation for your actual character?
Oh yeah, it is.
That's it. Gorek translates to stupid weakling.
Get out of here,
you cur. You cur.
Filthy cur.
It's a modern translation.
Yeah, yeah, there's some debate.
All right, who wants to do the light and tight recap of last week's Trial of the Century?
I can do it. I mean, I like a light and tight recap.
Okay, your light let and me tight. Know. Recap last week lasted like 20 minutes.
Yeah, keep it light, keep it tight.
I didn't do the recap last week.
I'm going to start the timer and we'll see what light and tight means to you, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I haven't started it yet.
You can't find
where
it.
Where is the timer?
Okay. Darkstraw, aka Gideon Black, came to the stand and despite some what I thought was rather deft cross-examination from Ellison was very poised on the stand and really sunk Saint to a point of like, there's no way we're getting through this. However, during his testimony, it seemed like something strange and all maybe magical was happening to the judge, Reeve Tarley Winters. We got a suspicion that maybe he was being manipulated magically somehow, perhaps a fascination or a confusion or a domination of some kind. And we thought the whole trial was a sham. Ellison was like, why am I going to even ask the jury to rule for this? It doesn't matter what the jury rules. I demand a trial by combat. And that was the end of the episode.
You forgot the part where they magically falsified evidence, but otherwise?
I tried to keep it light and tight.
That was 7 minutes.
There's no way 7 minutes.
You did what it, my phone says. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how a phone would get something wrong. It's a perfect piece
that's
of technology.
That's the calculator.
That's the that wing.
But yeah, the point is Saint is going to lose this trial, we feel, due to shady actions by the prosecution, yeah. Which we went into in some specific detail in the bonus content from last week. If you want to check out the bone con.
Okay.
We laid out how specifically they lied and cheated and used magic. Oh, but then we also suspected, did we suspect that on air or off air about the where the magic is coming from?
Oh, no, we talked about it in the Bone Con, but I was going to say Marigold followed
Gideon Black.
Rockstar. And he seemed to like go invisible or like disappear. And then he showed up behind her and did something to her, some kind of spell or somebody did.
Somebody. We don't know if there's old multiple person, people perhaps. Working here, but there was a hold person spell that seemed to happen. No safe.
Yeah.
No safe.
And he basically said like...
And she was frozen and he said... It
by the
was
way,
very...
hold person, no save necessary if cast on someone level 4 or lower. You're just paralyzed.
Awesome. Well, you do have to roll for the spell.
You do have to roll for the spell.
Interesting.
So the point is, what is interesting about that exchange? Did anybody write it down word for word? Because it was
curiosity
interesting.
Curiosity is a beautiful thing, my dear. It's why children wander into the woods. And then I stopped typing because I was paying attention.
That was the least interesting
part.
You're
chasing the wrong monster.
You're chasing the wrong monster.
And if you knew what I was doing, you would beg me to finish it.
He's going to bore you to death by reading from his journal.
But yeah, that's what I want to happen. I really want... I want to know what he's trying to finish.
Yeah. Which is, might be, killing the Reeve.
Who knows?
Which, maybe we'll do that in this trial by combat.
I know, we'll do that for him.
By the time you and your friends... understand what I'm doing, you'll beg me to finish it, something like that.
Okay.
And now it's trial by combat.
We come to
and
trial.
And the Reeve.
By combat.
The Reeve is acting
as the town's champion.
The town's champion. Now,
bad news for him.
I've given a lot of thought to this trial by combat because I take it very seriously. Mm. Two characters' lives are at stake here. Should Einar fail? There's a couple different ways we can do it. We can do a traditional roll for initiative and just go back and forth, or we could try out what I'm calling the favor system. Trademark. Kelsey, feel free to use it. I'll explain that system to you.
Sexual
you guys favor? Discuss it.
I didn't know that was what this combat was going to be.
What did you think it was going to be?
I thought we'd be fighting each other.
Yes, we could do that. The favor system just changes just doing like, rolls
help me
back
move.
And forth.
It's all like, right. If you take my sister to the movies.
It's like the god's favor is like who is actually favoring. So instead, the one way we can do is we just roll for initiative and we just attack each other back and forth. Okay. That's probably the standard way. That's how we've done things like this in the past. Because we've had some other like one-on-one standoffs throughout the years on the Glass Cannon Network. But I feel like this combat needs to have a little bit more. A fight like that is probably going to be over in Shadowdark, probably going to be over in two rounds, one way or another. Here's my proposal, and you let me know what you think. We do a back and forth where every consecutive hit doubles the amount of damage that's done. So we roll for initiative straight up. If you hit me, you do one damage. If I hit you, you do one damage. If I then hit you on my second attack, I do two damage, and then four, and then eight, and then 16. Any crit doubles what the damage should be. But once you miss, you reset and you go back to one. That's sort of like, so consecutive hits are more important.
Exponential system.
It's an exponential system.
Okay.
Or we just do straight, and it's not your hit points. It is your resolve. And your resolve, right. If you tell me how many hit points do you have, I'll just tell you what you would have for resolve.
Right.
How many hit points do you have? Out of curiosity.
Nine.
Nine? So you would have eight resolve.
Question.
Yes.
Can he still use his talents?
Yes, you can absolutely use talents. It's just we don't roll for damage. Now, we don't have to do that. If you guys don't like it, especially if you're the one who's at stake and sane, especially.
We can talk through pros and cons.
Yeah.
Let me give the pro that I see is that it lengthens the experience. The biggest con that I see is unless you have play tested this system, we're talking about a character's life with an untested system that we don't, sounds cool to me, but I don't know if it actually works mathematically with what would feel fair or fun.
Yeah.
Also, and I don't want to get into why, but the longer this fight goes on, the more disadvantageous it is for me, regardless
right.
of the system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
We
right.
haven't gotten to see Einar at his full
I haven't gotten
capacity.
To fight. I have not yeah. gotten to have a Shadowdark fight yet with Einar.
And now you're the training wheels are off because you're out of your thing because it's Saint's Day of the Trial. So it's the sixth day or whatever, the seventh day. So you would be able to use your god. Your father.
Yeah.
I think that the lengthening of the fight as a dramatic scene within our game is the responsibility of you and the player to narrate turns in ways that are not simply, I swing once, you know what I mean? Like, spice it up.
I guess my concern and why I just started pontificating on some sort of dueling system here is that there's a chance this is over in one round.
Yeah.
Yep.
One way or another.
And that's going to have some serious ramifications either way.
Yeah. All right, so we do it by the book.
I think if we do it by the book, there's a purity to it that even if it happens in one round, I mean, that'll be dramatic
that's
too.
That's the rules. Yeah.
And we'll make that.
Truly the gods will be deciding this.
I don't plan on doing anything, but can we all be included in the initiative? Or at least can we, maybe we don't roll, but like, can we go around the table? Cause we might need to.
Why don't we do, if you don't mind, that'll lengthen it. And even if it's just check-ins, very brief check-ins, what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you see?
Yeah.
Allison gasps.
We're all here at the table. I think everyone should be a part of it to a certain degree.
to a certain degree. Matthew.
Marigold is not here and Saint is in chains.
And Gorak is arrested.
Gorak is being detained and beat.
But I have a plan to get free.
Great.
For what? For hear you screaming from outside.
As far as we know.
Help! That's the plan.
Help!
Help me!
As far as we know, Marigold is dead. So, you know, we don't really have to check in
on her. Yes, when we saw her last, she was being like, it was almost like the pressure was squeezing her.
I assume that her ribs are all broken.
Darkstraw is a ghoul.
Okay.
Calling it.
Also.
Ghoul glit.
You have to tell me if Marigold's like going to die or something because I would have done something.
You have to tell me.
It's too late.
Tune in next week. You were paralyzed. You couldn't do anything.
I have mental capabilities.
No, you don't.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
What? I have mental capabilities.
My spells.
You mean you can think?
My spell casting.
Mental spells?
I don't know.
See, All right. Everybody shut up.
Everybody shut up.
Reeve Tarly Winters
is standing as champion. For the town of Marin's Hold. If he is going to be the one that passes the judgment, he is going to be the one to stand for the town. I think he removes his chain of office, hands it to the Lord's Bailiff, Mentos Karn.
That guy, that penis.
Peen. And he is handed his Warhammer. The Warhammer he used back in the day.
The night of the demon attack.
Before he became. Well, yes, the night of the demon. You even asked him, what kind of weapon did you use? It's a Warhammer. A circle is made. Everyone kind of backs up in the guard. There's a lot of
outside?
Town
outside?
No, yeah, right here.
In the court.
Yeah, like they push.
The trial was outside.
The trial was outside, yeah. I kept saying court.
Town square.
My continuity is all over the place.
Yeah, so it's town square. There was wait. I thought there was like a hole in the floor.
There was a dais. Saint's on the dais. The jury is up there. The throne's up there.
So Saint gets to watch.
Saint, no, your justice is blind.
Damn it. He takes it off.
Imagine the stress.
Yeah, like not being
the
able
trial.
To.
Oh my God. You just hear grunts and metal hitting metal, and you have no idea. Any
squelching
second.
Onto the ground.
Visually, love that. For the gameplay, Saint takes his blindfold off. He needs to watch.
The guards will create sort of a perimeter. They'll push everybody back and create an impenetrable circle where Einar and Reeve Tarly Winters stand. That's exactly where I thought we'd be when we started this adventure 40 episodes ago. I think Vantos Karn is now sort of the de facto voice of the town. He will step up into the circle. The guards allow him passage in. Or maybe he's up on the dais so he can actually address everyone. He says, all right, by the laws of Marin's Hold, the representatives of the accused have invoked the ancient right of trial by combat. Let all gathered here today bear witness. These two champions shall fight until one is slain or until one yields in the face of death. No hand but their own shall aid them. No blade shall strike in their defense. No salve shall mend their wounds. And no magic shall restore what life force is spent this day. From this moment, until the matter is decided, the accused face... Put your blindfold back on.
Justice is blind.
The accused's fate... belongs not to the court, nor to the Reeve, nor to the people of Marin's Hold. The fate of Leoric Beckett now rests in the hands of the gods.
Good thing you hired that spiritual advisor.
Who spoke basically against me.
Yeah, that was...
I mean, he just
she spoke truthfully.
He gave my name to the fucking cops.
But he also said, you can't take a soul because I own it.
Yeah, that's a little weird, too.
Also weird. Shouldn't have drank so much that night.
What the hell?
Stop carousing. It's a cheap way to experience.
It's the only way to get experience with you.
It's the only way to get experience is to have a horrible things happen to you at night while you're drunk.
I will be doing all of the Reeves roles publicly.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
He isn't a public official.
His records are up. One follow-up question.
Yes.
What is the Reeves build and stats?
He's a level 20 class that I've created.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds fair.
So it doesn't really matter.
Right now I'm calling publicly. It a demigod class.
Okay.
Okay.
He gets triple advantage on initiative and can shoot lightning from his penis.
He just goes.
That sounds.
That's a free action.
Powerful, but inconvenient.
It's a free action?
Because that suggests he's going to have some kind of erection to aim.
Don't worry. He's hard as a rock right now.
Don't you worry.
Don't worry.
He hasn't fought like this in forever. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Shades of Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, obviously.
Yeah.
Read it a while ago, but they did a great job of that scene. So this is what this is, but it's one-on-one. So we'll start with
melee.
Initiative.
We'll start with initiative.
The Reeve has a plus +2 roll, to initiative.
Okay. All right.
Should Marigold roll?
I rolled. I'm not even here.
Why would a dead character roll initiative?
It's weird that she even asked.
Oh, yeah, you're dead. You should
roll. Does your class allow you to come back as
Saint
a ghost?
Saint roll initiative?
Saint's alive. Yeah.
Natural 20.
That's terrible news.
Why would you do that?
Why did you tell me to roll? Can I use
We can defer. Any of us can defer.
I use a bottle cap.
It doesn't matter. Because.
Can I use a bottle cap to reroll?
No, it starts over here.
To reroll?
Yeah, you can.
No, it moves to there.
I'm using a bottle cap to reroll.
Moves to between Skid and Sydney. That's where it goes. Yes.
This is why Skid and I should have just rolled.
Would you prefer?
It's fine for you two to.
What exclamation does your character make in this match?
Well, what'd you two roll?
I rolled a 16.
I rolled a 19.
So I should re-roll then.
Just no, Skid's gonna go first.
It'll go, and then Reeve, and then we all get a chance.
Skid won the roll.
We get a chance to pretend like we're involved.
We're just gonna offer.
Einar, do you say anything as before you charge into battle?
Yeah. So Einar, like he's been spending this time, like if he's like seated on a stool, and if someone would volunteer, like he procured like a bucket of pig grease, and sets an. I say, someone help me with my preparations. And he wants someone to help, like, rub.
I'll help.
Okay.
Yeah, so Warlock will come out weaponless, helmless, shieldless, but with his armor on. And he will apply grease to your face, to your chest.
The
to
hair,
your
shoulder. Make sure the hair. And he's wearing this. His chainmail, so.
Oh, okay. So he's not
mostly
going
for that, like,
chested.
Hair, the beard. Like, that's the main thing.
Got it. Yeah. So he'll apply this. Like, so he'll be in your corner.
Yeah. He's like sitting on the stool. He's just like cracking his neck and he's like muttering in his own language, looking up. And he stands up. He's got a shield. He's got the axe. And he says,
I have not heard my father's voice. For several days. I am angry with you, Father. How will you not speak to me in my moment of need? I will settle this later. But you cannot stand between a boy and his mother's love. This I feel today, and I dedicate this fight to my mother, Freya. You!
And he like holds out his axe to the Reeve.
He says, fight well, Sheriff. And may Valkyries bring you to Valhalla to be at my father's side and await me, his only son. Do not fight well, and may the gates of hell gape for thee. Come at me!
And he like throws down the shield. And we hear that familiar.
And was gathered in their masses.
And he gets this like, stole that from Rob Kirkovich. And he got like gets this like look in his eye, and it's just like this like flash. And he's just like he just opens his mouth wide like a snake. Eating a cow, and he's just like this like missing teeth and everything, and he goes into a berserker rage and he charges.
Yes.
Attack. Yeah.
Okay. First attack.
Hexed by that poor witch.
With old Orange Sally.
Old Orange Sally.
Okay. That is a 19 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yes. Okay.
And I am going to spend a bottle cap to give myself a crit on this roll.
Okay.
Are you can
yeah.
do yeah, that because the curse has expired, we said.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is going, because I'm spending a bottle cap, because I'm dedicated to frag, get an extra D6 on this roll.
Okay.
Okay. That is 20 points of damage.
Jesus. 20 points of damage.
Oh, it's a crit.
Yeah. Okay. He is really fucked up.
Okay. Yeah, no kidding.
Yep.
On one hit. Let's go to Saint.
I mean, Saint looked so nervous and he kept lifting up the blindfold, even though like guards kept telling him to put it back down. But he sees that hit and he just goes, oh. And he just puts the blindfold back down and puts his head like in his hand and starts like weeping tears of joy because he thinks like this was literally the only way he was ever going to get out of here. Yeah. And that's
Saint says, don't hurt that man.
Why hurting that poor man?
He looks like he just does not know Einar and was just like, oh my God, and pulls it back down.
Okay. You are being detained by a bunch of guards off like behind the dais. Get out, old man!
Are they hitting me?
They're roughing you up a little bit.
Oh, be careful. Don't get my blood on you. You wouldn't want to catch Elven Bloom.
What's Elven Bloom?
Elven Bloom? Oh, well, I've carried it for some time. Horrible on the digestive system. Painful diarrhea. And then there's the coughing of the blood. Oh, no, you wouldn't want to catch Elven Bloom.
They're kind of creeped out, obviously, and so they try to like tie your arms and just kind of throw you down to the ground and circle around you.
Okay, so they're going to try to stay away from me?
Yeah, you've weirded them out enough.
But they're keeping an eye on me.
Yeah.
All right, come back to me.
Okay. Ellison.
Ellison is obviously watching with great interest. He's going to kind of back up to get as close to Saint as he can, as Saint's. I guess he and the magistrate are Saint's representatives.
Yeah. Okay. Chance Dudrick is.
I take Chance Dudrick with me.
He's like, I wonder if they'll let me keep this chair.
Just take the chair and come with me.
All right. He drags the chair in that direction. Warwick.
As soon as he lands that initial blow, Warwick is just like, yeah! Like screams in joy. Not only because of Einar, you know, landing such a good blow for him, and not only for Saint, but for like the Reeve going down. He's like, fuck this guy. But in that, you know, in that fury and excitement, he looks down, he sees the shield that Einar dropped, and he's going to reach over and grab the shield and just sort of like hold it in two hands, hold it up in case he wants it.
Yeah.
He wants it like ready to just like hand it to him if okay. he needs it.
All right, so you're kind of near this ring of guards.
Yeah.
I mean, that first hit, 20 points of damage. It's not going to be able to stand that long. I
yeah.
think that's a two hit.
It's a crushing.
If the other one comes in at 20, it's game. Now he swings to attack.
What did the hit look like on him? Where did it hit him?
You tell me. Where I feel like you hit him in the square in the chest and like
yeah,
took
it,
the wind
like,
out of him.
Yeah, I just like hit him like just swung right through his torso, like across at an angle.
Just like cracked his breastplate.
He's wearing like a breastplate.
Yeah, and just like there's now blood just like coming down his chin into his neck. His whole breastplate is covered in one hit.
Yeah.
I mean, you've almost caved in his chest. He cannot withstand another hit. Like
I tell you, I've been simulating this fight for the last like 4 days at home. Been like, okay, pyro, okay, no, spin a dumbbell, okay. I've been so excited for this. I can't wait.
All right, so he's going to swing. He's got a pretty decent to hit.
Okay.
And just checking what his damage would be. He's got a pretty decent to hit. And where it's a Warhammer, the damage is sweet as well. It's two-handed. I wanted him to have a shield, but it's like, no, Warhammer is more more Robert Baratheon. That's what I'm going for this.
Yeah.
So he's going
to
swing.
Allison says to Chance Tudor, watch this.
Here we go. What is it?
It is a natural 20.
Are you sure?
It's actually a natural 20.
Oh my.
Oh my God, Troy. Oh my God.
The gods have spoken.
Oh my God.
Okay.
We have to kill the Reeve. We have to kill the Reeve immediately.
I mean, so he's like giant, massive swing with that thing.
And Marigold's not there?
But oh, no. Wait. Doesn't Berserker rage?
Oh. Okay.
So do I roll damage?
I don't want you to exert yourself. Okay. Waste everyone's time. Given that, because I am in my Berserker rage, I am immune to all damage for 3 rounds.
Oh my.
To damage.
This is why I wanted to do this. This is why I felt
that's
pretty confident coming in.
Incredible.
So I can't believe you rolled a natural
20.
That's
incredible.
A natural 20. I mean, he hits you.
Yeah, it's like, boom.
He must hit you like in a vital, like, on yeah, your neck?
It's like right in the stomach
much,
or something.
How much would he roll? Yeah, I want to know.
Is it roll twice or is it double? I can't remember.
Double the dice. Double the damage dice.
All right, so it's 2d10 plus 4.
Oh, oof. My God.
Yeah, doesn't matter. It's not going to...
But imagine matter. The type
out of
curiosity. Yeah, imagine the type of hit.
11 plus 4, 15 points.
Yeah, that would have killed him.
But imagine that kind of hit.
So, I mean, yeah. He hits you with everything he has.
And he like sort of like steps back a little bit like a bell being rung. And this like look at his face. And he swings back with his own blow.
By the way, we went out of order for whatever reason. We immediately forgot.
Oh, so, that Troy should have gone.
It's fine. You can go next. But like that would have happened right after.
That would have happened
for all of us. None of this matters. Right. Yeah.
We don't matter.
I mean, it hit here.
Oh.
Okay. So... That is a 13 to hit.
That is a miss.
I'm gonna spend a bottle cap.
Okay.
Reroll.
Roll that. Oh, wait a minute. I feel like you have to spend the cap before you know the result.
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
I know that was how it is in Pathfinder, but I don't think that's...
That's how we've been doing it, but I'm not gonna hold you over the coals here. This is life
if
or
that,
death.
If that was not my understanding, but...
No, you roll it.
Okay.
You roll it. This is big here.
Okay. That's worse. Okay, so that is that's another miss.
Okay, so walk me through it.
Okay, so yeah, so it knocks him back, and it's sort of like he's like laughing maniacally, and he swings again, but he's just it allows the Reeve just enough time to sort of step out of the way.
Okay, the Reeve just boom, and he looks at you, and he knows the force with which he struck you. I mean, I think he's like looking into your eyes, like they're. Maybe wondering if there's some sort of magic at play here, some sort of what is God in you? And he will foolishly swing again. And it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. That is interesting.
For now.
He could just like run away for a couple of
rounds. He could declare, yeah. Well.
Yeah, I mean, this is very.
But then he'd lose face. From the entire.
I mean, he doesn't know.
Yielding here would be absolute cowardice, but he hit you. It's not like he missed you.
Yeah.
He hit you with his whole force in a vital area that should have been a kill shot, and it did no damage and saw you shake in this rage.
Let me throw something out there. This is not magical, right?
It's not.
No.
This is mundane.
But I think he's looking at it as like, is there magic at play here?
Right, because I think you're thinking of it like there is no visible damage.
Right.
I think it's possible that he hit him, sliced him open, he's pouring blood.
Yeah,
but it's
has,
like,
it seems
no
to have
mechanical
no
on
effect
his
on him at all.
Yeah, so I think you can interpret this that like he doesn't know he did no damage.
It just doesn't.
He just thinks he's insane and push through it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Like orc ferocity.
I think there's a lot running through the Reeve's head here. I'm going to swing and I'm going to roll for shits and giggles so we see how it goes. And then it comes back around to you. Well, it will. And if you hit, that's probably game. Okay. If you miss, then his next hit is also useless.
Three attacks.
Yeah, they would really have to.
Two more attacks from you.
Two more attacks from me. All right, okay. So I'll roll publicly again. I think the
he's the best possible for.
That's a miss.
Natural four.
Yeah, that's
so
a miss.
Miss.
I mean, this is built for single combat. Yeah. This class.
Oh yeah. I think he's stunned by this, what he thought should have just taken your head off. He's been in battles where he swung like that and the head just went flying, Barry Bonds hit him in the head. But now he's
bleeding. Like I'm just I'm definitely I've been physically impacted by this, but it's just doesn't seem like it's registered with his brain at all.
And it's not slowing him down.
Yeah.
Unless you guys have something.
Yeah, just cheers.
Oh, I'm good. I can wait.
I think we just we go to here.
Okay. All right. Go again. Roll the hits. Okay, that is a 14 to hit.
Okay. In this instance, I will not tell you if that is a hit or not, and then you have to decide if you want to cap it.
Okay. It's tough. I'm not going to cap it.
Okay, and you said?
14.
Okay, that is a miss. Fairly. And he's trying to figure you out. He knows if he gets hit, the form right by his face. It's game over, gushing blood out of his neck. He swings again. First one, direct hit. Second time he missed. He's losing confidence now. Natty 18.
Okay.
So that would have been a hit.
Four. It is a hit.
Just for the hell of
goodness, another.
Let's just roll it out.
That would have been 9 points of damage.
Okay. Okay.
So he just, again, he just.
It would have been 11 points of damage. I think you might have crit wrong. You don't double the bonus.
Right.
You only double the damage dice.
Yeah. Sorry, yes.
So if it's +2, it stays +2 on a crit.
Okay, so yeah, that would have been 9 points of damage. So he hits you now, maybe he goes for your legs. Let's take down this, chop down this tree. Boom! Yeah, hits you in the leg. Thinks your fucking femur should shatter at that hit, and you won't even be able to walk. Ha!
Yeah.
Thinking that maybe he can just come in for the kill shot.
Yeah.
Nothing.
He's still just roaring and with laughter.
All right. This is it, Skin! This is it. Come on!
That's it. Those are all the blows
that's,
he can take.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Natty 19.
Oh! Oh! I know!
It's okay.
Son of Olden!
All right. Roll damage.
Okay. And I'm going to turn this into a crit as well. Yep.
Damn right!
Oh, yep.
Down
yep.
to the wire.
Last cap he's using.
23 points of damage.
You hit, what's your weapon?
A great axe.
Great axe. The reeve swings, hits you in the leg, and is just caught for a moment staring, trying to wonder why this didn't take you down. And his head is bowed for just a split second too long as your great axe comes down and takes his head off.
I think Warwick doesn't even cheer. He's stunned in silence at the viciousness of the blow and the cleanness with which the head came off.
And I have one more round of, I'm in this berserker rage for one more round. So he grabs the head, he drops his axe, grabs the head and sinks his teeth into his face and rips off his face with his teeth. blood pouring down his chin. And he throws the head into the screaming crowd.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Well, we'll be back after this break.
Oh,
cut to, the broadcast is cut to commercial. Cut to commercial.
Cut to commercial. Commercial.
There are vampires out there. They're beside you in the darkness, but what people don't understand is that they're not monsters. They're just going to work, living their unlives. But we are a dying breed. Those who came before me, they are fearful and are not content to sit back and just disappear. And they'll do anything to fix that. From the creators of Parkdale Haunt comes Woodbine, a podcast about monsters, dreams, and changes, those you want and those you never saw coming. Season 2 arrives September 24th, distributed by Realm.
Hi, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the hosts of True Crime Campfire.
We set out to make a true crime podcast we'd want to listen to. We get right to the story. We don't do a lot of extra talking, and when we do, it's usually to roast the short hairs off of some loser murderer or scammer. You'll laugh, but only at the people who deserve it.
Like, which serial killer would you most like to shove into a locker?
BTK and his awful poetry. Dude got caught because he didn't understand what a floppy disk was.
We look for the stranger-than-fiction stories, like the case of Patty James, a killer catfish before the internet was even a thing.
Or Howard Walmsley, a sentient wad of damp laundry who convinced his town he'd won the lottery, fleeced local businesses out of thousands, and then became a romance scammer.
We've covered tons of cases you've never heard of. Cults, scammers, killers.
So come find your next great binge. Listen to True Crime Campfire on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Friday.
Oh, please, not that music. That music gives me nightmares from my childhood.
Could we get something a little bit lighter? Some lighter music here.
Are you a fan of true crime TV shows?
And what about Unsolved Mysteries, the show that jump-started all of our love of true crime?
I'm Ellen Marsh.
And I'm Joey Taranto.
And we host I Think Not, a true crime comedy podcast covering some of the wildest stories from your favorite true crime campy TV shows all the way to Unsolved Mysteries.
Baby, you will laugh, you will cry, you'll think about true crime in a whole new way, and you'll also ask yourself, who gave these people mics?
New episodes of I Think Not are released every Wednesday with bonus episodes out every Thursday on Patreon.
And every Monday, you can listen to our True Crime Rundown, where we go over the top true crime headlines of the week.
So come and join us wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We're back. Justice has been served.
God.
Justice is no longer blind. Saint thinks it off.
I mean, in all the iterations that I imagined how we would like get the Reeve out of power.
I didn't think it was going to be
this wasn't
on the list.
Also, during
beheading by Einar in the middle of the town square with everyone cheering around.
Legal.
I liked what you said too. Like, Warwick just is silent. Like, it's almost like no one cheered when the final beheading happened because it was so shocking.
Yeah, the violence was so.
Also, I mean, the ripping of the face with the mouth. And the was really bad little, too. Yeah.
It was a legal coup.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an intrajudicial killing.
I think that our feeling around the table is what the feeling in the town square is. It's just stunned silence. Because not only has the Reeve been killed, but there's just this moment of imbalance. What does this mean? Like, and that thought is sort of reverberating through everyone here, from the highest ranked guard to the lowest commoner. Like, this disruption is massive. And knowing what you know, because of this underground movement of New Tomorrow, it's put them in an interesting position. But then Darkstraw is still out there.
I mean, there's a power vacuum, and
yeah,
it's going to be ugly.
This probably might be worse.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about how we should react if this happened. I'm like, yeah, there is this power vacuum happening. What responsibility do we have? What change can we affect in this moment? Is that up to us? Like, I don't know.
So. I was of the opinion we need to get the fuck out of town.
Yeah. Well, Saint's also still.
Ellison, like, in the shock silence, will look over to the, like, now he's backed himself up to the dais and as close to his Saint as he can get, and he'll nudge the magistrate and, like, point to the guard standing at Saint's.
And dude is shaking. And like, someone says, arrest him! He killed the Reeve! And a couple guards just sort of unwittingly step forward, but then they look at you with the Reeve's blood, and we just see the Reeve's body. It's still like suspended in air, and then it crumples to the ground, and they step back, and it starts to get a little unruly. Perhaps people don't know what to do, and then Dudrick is like, "Mr. Khan, my client has been found innocent. Free him." And Vantos Karn.
Gods have chosen. Vantos, release him.
Karn is just staring at the body. Yes. Gods, free that man. And right when he says that, the floor drops out from Saint's cage. Give me a d20 roll.
Oh, shit.
Flat?
Can I do my dex? Can I do my dex?
Flat d20 roll.
He took the blindfold off. I can't make a dex to like grab the rope.
Flat d20 roll.
Okay, I'll roll my smallest one.
Gods, free that man.
Roll your smallest one. Make sure it has the numbers same color as the die.
Yeah, that's great. Because then she can say whatever she wants.
These are the ones I'm rolling.
That's fucking bullshit.
I know.
If you roll a one, your neck snaps and you die.
Can I use a cap?
No, because the gods have spoken. If you don't roll a one,
my hands are sweating.
You're going to start dying.
There's a chance.
My hands are sweating. This has happened to so many characters that the only way I die is if
the odds of you rolling a one.
I mean,
right
like,
now,
they're so like astronomical.
I'm gonna cry.
It's hard 20. To even imagine.
I'm gonna
Who's
cry.
The lever? Who's standing there?
I'm gonna cry.
This is something we can't even resolve right now. We have to
is
wait.
Is this telekinesis? Who did this?
You'll never guess. I rolled two ones and 11.
That means you're dead.
I'm sitting here
my
like
heart
I'm
went into
exactly.
My throat.
That and was, I just that was rude. The worst way to announce that.
I'm
I think I thought from the time she said I rolled two ones, I think I had six different thoughts of like what happened, and I got nauseous. Like, don't do that.
I think we would have sent tears.
You realize you're playing with a bunch of men who probably either are or should be on statins, right?
Sorry.
We don't have so many years left on these tickers.
Breathe.
On these tickers.
All right, so here's how we're going to do this. Somehow the platform has dropped out and you are dangling behind this cage choking. Give me a what is the death save usually? It's D4 plus your con?
D4 plus your con.
In a cup.
In a cup.
Okay.
Get ready. Two hands.
We're going to make this We're going to make this fun.
We call that
dangerous.
Fuck y'all. Fuck you, Joe.
I'll do my tiniest D4.
Oh, so you wouldn't even be able to read that.
Why do they make that?
So it's so
as a game master, it makes me so mad.
I know.
These are the Norse Foundry pixie dice.
It might
dice.
As well be edible too. All right, okay. Now just leave it there.
Don't even.
I'm
you,
so
don't
tempted.
You even.
Everybody else so roll tempted. For initiative.
Oh.
We cut to Marigold. And she's still being like squeezed by something. Squeezed so tight that she's starting to lift off the ground. Just as you feel like your head is going to explode, you just fall to the ground in a clump. Whatever was holding you releases you. You hit the ground. Take 19 points of damage.
Oh my god. Are you killing
how many
both
points
of
did
these characters at once?
I had four.
She needs another cup and another D-pack.
You just crumple to the ground, and as you come to and look around, there's no one there.
She immediately... she was aware the whole time, mm-hmm. right? Like she was awake. She immediately like scrambles up. She's like covered in dirt from hitting the ground, her dress, and she will run back towards the group because she has been away. She just wanted to spy on him, and she's like, I don't even know what happened. Saint could be dead. So she needs to run back and also-
Einar could be covered in the blood of the Reeve whose face he just ripped off with his teeth. Anything could happen.
Literally anything.
Yeah.
All right, you roll initiative for Marigold at disadvantage to see when you get back. Maybe this all happened.
This isn't what I rolled.
Last couple minutes.
Six,
okay. Who got the highest initiative?
I rolled a 17 altogether.
I got a 16.
Okay, we'll move that to Shimishams.
Shimishams.
Gorak, you are bound and laying on the ground, cursing about Elven Bloom.
It sounds like they are pretty distracted by some pretty surprising events happening around them. So I think I'd like to try to...
Maybe they didn't even see the battle. They were just busy guarding you, and then word is starting to come to them. The Reeve is dead? The Reeve's hurt? No, what happened to the Reeve? And they're just turned around.
They're a bit distracted.
Yeah.
I'm going to crawl away on my belly. Like, roll
like a worm. It's going to do
like
the worm out of there.
Yeah.
It's an effect of the Elven Bloom.
Yeah, ass up, ass down, ass up.
Yeah. Just kind of like humping the ground. And
that's your move action.
That's my move action. And then I'll get to a hiding place and I'll hide, right? I'll hide until I see my companions doing something and then I'll join them.
So lay low until this whole town thing.
But I'm going to hide. Do I need to roll for that or do I just like automatically evade their notice?
Yeah, that sounds fine. I think you can automatically evade their notice.
They're busy.
You have to choose between rolling dice and not rolling. I always choose not
rolling. Yeah, not roll.
The face of their leader has been bitten off.
they're preoccupied.
They're busy.
That crazy old man, he can wait. Ellison.
Ellison is going to rush to the cage and try to help Saint.
All right, so this cage is, it's not an immovable object, but it is like, it's a cage. He's meant to keep him in and keep other people out. Saint is hanging underneath it. There's no way to access the bottom. You can try and like just fucking break the cage, rip open the cage. Tell me what you want to do.
How do you get into the cage?
There's a door. It's locked.
With what? Like a padlock?
Yeah, sure.
I got him. I could save Saint. I could save Saint, but I've got it. It's risky.
Well, you'd have to reveal that you have magic.
Do you like reach through the bars and like cut the bonds tying her hands together? Is this hands?
Maybe I could, but Gorak has my dagger.
Oh, gee.
Why did you give your dagger?
I felt bad at the time.
Does the guard not have a key?
I needed a weapon.
You also needed clothing.
But we gave him that too.
I know.
If I were to reach my hand in, could Saint swing himself to me and I could grab and try to hold him up a little bit?
I probably could on his initiative.
But if I make myself available, would you let me, like, could that
be? Saint is blindfolded and hands bound.
He took the blindfold off. I said that a bunch.
I never approved that. But yes, okay, Saint's in rough shape. You should make a roll to try and grab him. Maybe a dexterity.
The other thing I can do is just magic missile this rope and free him.
It's true.
That's the thing.
Do it.
Reveal magic to everyone.
Let's come out.
I mean, really, like the whole thing about the Reeve prohibition
was the Reeve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. The whole footloose of this whole thing came from the Reeve, right? So this is the first shot fired.
The revolution starts now.
How much distance is there between Saint's feet and the ground?
A
couple feet.
8 feet.
Oh.
8 feet.
Because there's a trap door.
I understand.
So the dais is 8 feet in the air.
Yes.
So up a flight of steps.
Dais.
Yeah.
Dais.
I mean, if you magic missile, you're putting yourself out there. You could try to do a dex roll to try and like.
All right. You know what? Not to metagame, but we know we have at least a round before death. So I will. And also, I can see that Saint is alive. So I will do a dex roll to try to grab you through the bars. Natural 7.
See, this is much more dramatic.
But I mean, every time he moves, he's choking himself more. He's trying to get to you.
Don't move. Just swing over here.
What's your con?
Wouldn't you like to know?
All right, so you've got no bonus. It's
plus
just
two.
A straight.
Plus two.
Oh, it's plus two. Okay, yeah. All right, so you're fine.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Warwick.
Warwick immediately runs from the side of the fight pit to the cage.
With Einar's shield?
No, he drops the shield immediately.
Gives it to
drops it on
kid.
The ground.
Throws it a Captain America style at Einar as he runs by.
Boom, slide my forearm into the straps.
you wrist run by holding like this, and Einar just stretches his arm out.
Let me ask you what you think is cooler or makes more sense to Warwick at the time, or if you don't care either way.
Okay.
I could charge up these steps, pull out my dagger, and try to just like reach through the bars and cut the rope.
Yeah.
Or I could Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves it and try to shoot the rope out from, you know, the bottom of the stuff.
Are you asking me what's cooler?
Yeah.
The second one.
Okay. I just don't know if it seems unlikely, but it seemed like I can see the rope.
Yeah.
Try to take a shot at it.
Yeah.
Have
you decided that's what you're going
to
do?
Yeah, Warwick is going to think that running up the stairs, trying to get out the knife, trying to reach, by that time he might die. So he's going to just do the most urgent thing he can think of. He runs within near, pulls off the bow.
At disadvantage, right?
Eyes it up.
I think that would be fair.
At disadvantage. And tries to fire at the rope.
I know I can make it hard for you and you'll love it.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. This is awesome.
Yeah. I know men in tights. More than
Matthew.
Caddyshack rule. It's
Matthew.
It's clearly cracked. It's clearly cracked.
It's... Yeah!
What?
Hell yeah!
You caddyshacked
you that quickly,
and it's how hit the table.
You caddyshacked it was on a natural one and a natural 13.
It literally was like exactly in the
and
middle
it was
like
exactly
that.
In half. But I was like terrified of the book, and it just I didn't touch anything, and it just fell.
We have invoked caddyshack rule.
Caddyshack rule. We have invoked caddyshack rule.
There's precedent.
What's so a caddyshack? That is a 15 with disadvantage.
The AC of the rope was 45.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Only a natural 20.
Okay, I pull out a dagger.
When you asked him what's cooler, I was like, here we go.
All right, so sometimes it's just a matter of, I think the GM might know better than me, like, how far away it is, what makes sense, how far up the steps.
Well, you roll with disadvantage. That takes into account that it's a difficult shot. The idea is 15 enough to hit a solitary rope? That's what I, 15 in this game is.
It's hard.
Hard.
It's hard, yeah. I would say hitting a rope is extreme. Wouldn't you?
No, I think hard is good. Hard. I think it's the disadvantage is what you're.
Yeah,
is the you know, the
part. If I may, I have been a professional archer for 11 years, and hitting a rope is hard, not extremely hard.
You heard it from the mouth. Well, of an expert.
Yeah. Luckily, we had a professional archer here.
really is.
Yeah.
Really is. So, he's a polymath, really.
Mm-hmm.
All the fields that he's mastered. Mean, there can still be like a damage roll. I think he can hit the rope and not break it. Like, yeah. I think that's possible.
It's true.
I'm not saying it's like a clean hit. It's like slices Robin Hood, the rope. Prince of Thieves. Like in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Twing,
and then there's like a little bit left.
Doesn't he like jump down onto a wagon and go over and then he gets another shot from the knee and then he runs? Isn't there a whole sequence?
Roll your damage for the rope.
Damage for the rope. Probably should have prepared that. But I was too busy having fun with other stuff. Okay.
Rope has DR10.
So you hit, but the rope has 700 hit points.
I'm going to spend a bomb to make this a crit.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
There we go.
I think it's a rope with a steel core.
Like he's.
That's right. They do everything I can for Saints
with life. Rope used for tightrope walking.
On 2d8, I rolled an 8 and a 7.
Nice.
Wow. 15.
Wow.
Damn it. Everything he'd do it for you.
Look at you there. Slow mo.
Do it for everything he do.
He do
everything he do.
That's exactly what happens in the movie.
Yeah. And the chest.
Describe your severing of the rope.
Yes. Just waits. He's going to go to a knee. Pulls out the longbow, goes to a knee because he's pointing it up anyway. And the bottom of the bow is like just almost on the ground. It's tilted up. He has this crazy angle. Stupid Ellison is in the way. He curses him. Ellison, you fool. He's waiting for him to just move. Waiting for him to just.
Wait, what does Ellison look like again?
He's trying to save my friend's life. Sorry, I didn't look cool.
Could have shot a magic missile, but instead went. No. He tries to look past Ellison to get the clean shot, and then he sees the rope all of a sudden there. Maybe Saint is, you know, desperately with his hands trying to like reach up, and he's swinging around. But in one moment, it's totally clear, and he looses. Shoo! And it slices right through the middle of the rope.
Arrow pierced.
Twang! Yeah. Yeah, it snaps it to one small fiber, but then just Saint's weight snaps that off.
And Saint you,
falls a decent distance.
Yeah, you fall 8 feet. Oh. I'm not worried about the falling damage. You hit the ground, and you're still like choking momentarily, but you are no longer hanging.
What was the...
You want to see what it was? A 2. So I have a +2 con.
Yeah, four rounds.
4 rounds.
You live forever.
All right, you are effectively out of combat. There's a lot happening here, but Vantos Karn said to free you, and then the floor dropped out somehow.
Right.
Ellison will shake the magistrate's hands like, you won your first case, congratulations. And then he's going to go, like, run.
He's just holding the chair. He's holding it.
Wark is furious that this happened. So in the instant that he stands up, as Saint is starting to get, he's walking toward the trap door, and I want to examine from a distance. I'm not right up on it, but like, what is it attached to?
There's a lever. There's a lever that they can pull to do that. But they're like, but who put? They're all looking like, how did that happen?
I see the lever.
Yeah.
And no one's near it.
No one's near it.
And is the lever?
But
like,
is the lever
lever's down?
We need to get the fuck out.
And the guards are like, we didn't touch it. We really didn't.
I'm gonna scan the crowd real quick for anybody trying to run away. Like any.
I'm trying to run away. You see me.
And you see Marigold running toward you.
Using Ellison's dagger to cut my bonds as I run out of the court.
Okay.
Yeah, no one else is running away except him and okay. Schwarming.
So sheep.
We need to get out of town. There's like Darkstraw's ploy to get Saint killed failed. Like, he's marked for death. We got
to
get out.
All right, I will stow the bow and go get Saint to his feet.
Okay.
Rip off the blindfold, cut the bonds.
Allison gets down below as
there
well.
There is a surge in the crowd. The crowd is like starting to get a little rambunctious, and suddenly a rock comes from somewhere and it hits Vantos Karn in the face, like right under the eye. And it slices him, you know, probably a scar for life, and blood just starts trickling down.
So sad, he's scarred for life.
And then another rock, and then another rock, and the guards all like sort of go towards Vantos Karn, and they just start grabbing stuff. And then you see a group lunge for the Reeve's body. And the guards are like, get back, get back. They've got spears. And one of the commoners or people in the crowd like grabs the Reeve's body to try and pull it up. And one of the guards takes his spear and puts it straight through this man. And then suddenly the crowd is like, they're gonna kill us. And they just, there's like a surge and the guards smash against the crowd.
Boston Massacre.
It is.
They're throwing rocks.
Yeah. The
pandemonium. Panic.
What's birthday guy doing?
Birthday guest. Oh, thank God it's not my birthday. Yeah. This will be the worst birthday ever.
Terrible birthday. I'm glad they waited.
Ellison is going to, if he, like, we, once we know this thing is safe, he's going to see if he can find Einar in the crowd.
And Einar is just like, he's sort of coming
back. You're caught
back.
In it, I think.
Yeah, he comes back to his senses as he's like, he's got this strip of face skin like hanging out of his mouth. He's like looking around as he realizes he's got broken ribs. He's got a bone bruise in his leg. And he's just like looking around. He's just like, oh, the pain. He like picks up his shield, like slings it over his back, grabs his axe. And he's like, you know, the head and shoulders over the crowds. He's like looking for his companions. Like he sees.
See, Elson, like his hand. Pops up from the gallows.
Okay. Says, I come to you, Sir Novelis. And he starts like pushing his way through the crowd.
Sir Novelis. So you're just pushing your way through the crowd. Saint, you hit the ground. You're underneath.
No,
this.
I got him up.
Oh, you got him up.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, I drug him out real quick, ripped the blindfold off, and cut the bonds off.
Okay, I didn't hear. Okay. But Marigold, you come running up.
Marigold comes running. Maybe Marigold finds Gorak because he's like running away and she's running back towards the town. And she says, Gorak, we have to run.
That's what I'm doing.
Run this way.
Okay.
And she.
He runs faster than you, he's still tied up.
No,
he's
slow
just
down.
Like running like really fast.
As the three of you start running, like dudes come up. Where are you going?
To the house.
I don't think so. And they make a move to attack the three of you. The two of you.
Okay, but three dudes.
Three dudes.
Okay.
Three dudes are attacking
you
us.
You and Gorak. Get out of here, old man.
She is going to
roll for initiative.
Yeah.
And oh boy. We'll say at the same time,
move that. Please. Thank you so much.
Einar, Ellison, and Warwick. There are three.
And Saint.
There are three crowd people that are harassing you as well.
Oh shit.
They're just trying to like hit you and punch you, and they're. You can't get out of this group. If your goal is to get away from here, they're blocking you. Okay,
and they're guards or they're townsfolk?
No, these are just like rabid townsfolk.
It's a mob. Yeah, it's part of the mob.
Okay,
it's a mob. Crucify him.
I got an 8. Got a baccio.
Natural 19.
I'm a 12 over here. Yep.
Natural 20.
11.
Natural 20. I had an 18 for your group. And
God damn it, Sydney.
Damn it, Sydney. Yeah. Sorry.
Shit.
Okay. Right.
Can you let me feel good about it? Look.
You got to, right. You have two characters.
Congratulations.
Has that already been moved?
Yes.
All right. So
but a natural 20 for Marigold, right? Or is it
yes.
for.
Yes.
Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't make a difference.
What's your natural 20?
It's for Marigold.
Is it 20 total. Or is it 21? Or what's your.
Oh, sorry. Marigold is a 20.
We're tied.
Oh.
I pass.
I think it's highest dex bone.
0.
Plus 1.
Okay. So you go. I'm going to resolve these two combats at the same time.
Okay. So there's three rabid townsfolk in front of us?
Yeah, they're giving you the business. They're blocking a way out.
Ellison.
It's just like looting now.
Ellison's like, he's like, let us pass. Are they just totally gone? or are they able to be reasoned with?
No, they're trying to seize upon this opportunity of chaos.
Yeah.
Allison reaches out his hand. The ground underneath him starts to wilt a little bit.
Because they thought things were bad as they were.
And they fall asleep, presuming they're level two or lower.
They are. They fall asleep.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. Saint has no weapons. He's in like plain clothes and he looks at you and he says, I missed you.
And we start running.
You start running. All right, we'll go around to me.
No, you're here.
I'm there. All right, you Marigold. Guys, you both have a chance to act before this mob of three.
Great.
Marigold looks at Gorak and nods and then turns back to the group, and she is going to, I can only do like one person at a time with all of my spells. I have no like AoE spells, but I think she's going to do charm person.
I was going to say it's a joke. Charm person. Nope. Yeah, and then no. You went and did it.
She's going to do charm person.
It's very funny. I was going to write it down in my diary later today about how funny it was.
Because that. If she can convince one, they might fight the other ones.
It will make
for
your,
her.
The when you misspoke, it'll make it true because as it comes, they come at the three of you. Now this will be three of them.
Wow, yeah, that's good.
She's just trying to help you out.
Just following
right, thank
your lead.
You.
Just
thank
trying
you.
To make pretty bad continuity.
Clear up my
trying
mistake.
Trying to make the editing job easier for the guys in the back.
Natural 19.
Okay. All right. So
I picked the biggest looking dude.
Okay.
It automatically succeeds. They don't get any rolls against her.
No,
it doesn't matter.
It's
her roll. No. I'm just saying we don't have to do the calculus for your spellcasting check as a DC. Yeah.
No.
Like you do.
I succeeded because it would be an 11.
Yep.
All right. So he's like coming in and then he just like stops and he's just looking at you and he's just frozen there for a moment. For how long?
5 days.
5 days. Gorak. One of them is like stopped in the tracks. The other two are still advancing.
I run away back into the courtroom to find the other guys to protect me.
So great. Marigold nodded at you, cast a spell, turns back. Like,
yes, and his understanding of the nod was, we're running. And then he just took off.
He'll just ping pong back and forth until someone stops these guys.
What do you really do?
Oh, I don't really do that?
No, is that what you want to do?
You want to make her? You can do
that's
that.
Fine.
Yeah. I think Gorak runs away. Gorak's not really he's not good at fighting.
Yeah. Okay. Marigold says, whatever you do, just don't cast on the man.
He's Gorak? Gone. He's gone. You look and you see his little buttocks just pounding the pavement away.
All right.
He's scooching on his butt.
I'm going to roll these two guys' attacks at you at the same time.
Is this other guy not going to help?
The other guy say, wait.
The other guy
she's
is just...
She's the love of my life.
He stopped in his tracks. I'm going to have them both attack you.
He regards me as a friend.
He sure does.
Help!
But there's two other guys.
Help, they're going to hit me!
An 18 and a 15.
Oh, yeah, that both hits me. I have 4 hit points.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
4 hit points?
Yes!
You take,
What are they attacking with?
10 points of damage.
Well, I'm down.
Well, I feel bad what about leaving you.
Short swords. So you're down?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have a 0 con. So I don't have any plus to my con. So
it's Saint that has the plus.
Saint has a plus 2.
Get out
two.
The cup and the D4. The cup and,
all right,
and the
back to the cup and D4. The D4.
Well, Marigold might die now. I mean, that's serious. She just might die.
I wasn't trying to take you out of the adventure. I was just trying to.
Well, why not? We got Saint back.
We do have Saint back.
Yeah, but
I love Miracle.
It's a hell of a way to go.
She can wake up in a hospital 6 months from now in game.
So the guy she charmed, does he not step in to the other two men who just stabbed me?
The way I'm playing his charmed right now is he stops for a moment, but he's not defending you. This all happened very quickly. If I'm going to roll each guy's initiative, maybe yeah. But he got stabbed twice.
All right.
That's why I was surprised.
These
Gorak
guards
ran
are
away.
Great. Stop. Stab.
Not even guys, they're townspeople.
They're townspeople.
Oh, they're just town mob.
And, mobs,
and Marigold is also a townsperson, so it's insane that they just stabbed her twice.
Well, not if they're crazy and they're just trying to loot and steal from people, especially, I mean, they see that Wimple, they think money.
Sure. Yeah.
Foment insurrection.
Sure, they see my rat.
We need law and order
and they
around
think
here.
Money.
That's why I'm the
Did
law
you roll
order
it?
Candidate
yeah.
that okay. Marin's hold me.
They said, get out of here, old man, and he actually ran away. And then they stabbed you. I can't believe that worked.
You're the boss.
I am sorry for running away, but you could have run away too.
I didn't know that was an option. I didn't know we could run away from the combat immediately. Anyway, yeah, Marigold.
It's called the Call of Cthulhu rule. It's like you see a bad guy, you run away.
Marigold says, Gorak. And she falls to the ground.
Let's go to Einar. Einar,
it's,
you guys
are... It's my turn.
I'm sorry, I'm there. Ellison. So you guys are...
We're running to them.
Broken out of the crowd.
Yeah, we were kind of behind the dais.
Okay.
We were menaced by these three guys. They're asleep.
And we're sprinting. We're running.
We're running.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we want to hook up with the rest of the group, so...
Yeah, but I briefly saw...
Gorak.
Right.
And so I want to grab Gorak and go to the Feathered Wish.
Okay.
Just like get our stuff.
Well, do we see Marigold?
Get out of town. We're heading in that direction.
All right, so I'm going to roll 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6, you're going to come across Marigold on your way back. Okay?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, you don't.
Well, Gorak is seeking us out. We're seeking Gorak.
Right. So you have a chance when it comes back around Gorak or Gorak to be like, this way.
Okay.
Oh, but this right is now, on your way to Gorak.
Yeah. So as we're running in that general direction, it's a mob. There's people everywhere. I'm like, I don't see him. I saw him a minute ago.
Five. Okay. You are able to, you see this go down. You see Marigold, like two guys just fucking lunged at her and Marigold dropped to the ground.
Okay.
Off in the distance.
They're far?
Yeah, they're far. I want to say double far, but they're far.
Okay. Ellison's gonna, he's gonna go. Ellison will get everybody's like, Marigold's in trouble! And he's gonna fire off a magic missile at one of the guys.
Okay. In the middle of town.
Oh, boy. Yep.
It's like chaos right now.
It's chaos.
It's total
it's chaos.
Yeah.
Okay, 90-17.
Nice.
So that is, you know, I'm 4 points of damage.
Nice.
4 points
of damage. Boom! This guy gets seared in the back. What does a magic missile look like as it flies through town?
I just think it's like a bolt of energy. It's like a.
What color? Yeah.
Chartreuse.
Chartreuse bolt of energy.
Hey, what is chartreuse
it's again? Green. It's green. It's like color. Green. Okay.
And I will charge in that direction. And
yellow, green.
Okay.
Acid dart.
Yeah.
Acid.
All right. So you throw that. You begin charging in that direction. As you charge in that direction, you smell smoke. And you look over and you see one of the buildings is starting to catch on fire. What do you do?
Boy, it is a full on. We have to get out of here.
Let's get out. We need to get the kids and get out.
He starts running when he
the
sees
kids.
When he sees Marigold get stabbed and is like falling to the ground, he's like, and he starts running, sprinting full speed toward the offenders, the attackers. A chartreuse magic missile speeds past his ear,
singes his hair,
and bam, hits one of the guys. And then yeah, he's just running to whatever you want to say. Far or too near.
Closing the distance.
Yep, he's using his whole round to close the distance.
Okay. You don't want to try and... If they were a rope, you could hit
them. No, I'm just going to run at them. I'm going to run at them because it feels like the damage has been done.
Right.
Right? So, but like, hitting them from here doesn't really matter. He needs to run them off and grab Marigold.
Einar, do you follow? What do you do in this instance?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'm going to do is use the other ability that my dedication to Freya affords me today. Once per day, when I do not have a bottle cap, I can get a bottle cap.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That first.
Luck toke.
Thank you.
Caps.
And he says, like, no, they have stabbed the satyr. Kill them. And he's like, the Volvat is, and he's just running. He's limping on his bad leg, but he's like running after Warwick.
Running after Warwick. Saint
is with them. He has no weapons on him. So he is also just.
I would give you my dagger.
You don't have it.
Give it to Oak.
So any, yeah, Saint is just.
He has a dagger. I gave him a dagger.
You gave him a dagger. Okay, so he's.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I pictured cutting you down and handing you a dagger. I never actually got it out.
It's okay.
And seeing that, he just sprinted to Marigold. So he's got one on his belt, but.
Saint is just like pushing off people to get momentum through this crowd. He is just shoving people out of the way and is in full survival mode. Just full flee mode.
Okay.
Okay. Gorak.
I will see that now I have my allies with me and they're all running back to Marigold. Can I get to Marigold and try to cure wounds on her?
I think you can get pretty close. Do you have to touch her?
I have to touch. That's correct.
Okay, so you're, walk me through this. You're running back. You see them and like hail them. They start running towards.
Close. So you don't have to touch her. You just have to be close.
Okay, you can definitely get close.
Well, I say, Marigold's in trouble. Oh. I shall heal her. And then I'm going to turn to Marigold. And how sure am I that she probably worships Shun the Vile?
Oh. How astute are
you? How would you know? How would you?
Did she ever mention?
Nope. No, but I know that she's a witch.
Okay.
Let me put in a technical detail here that you guys can do whatever you want with.
Oh boy.
I don't think it makes any sense that you could flee for a full round and then be back there and cast a spell one round later. I think you have to spend the whole round getting close.
Oh, Brian, we've moved forward with the story. Wait, can we go back?
I mean, if you wanted another round to think about it, it doesn't make any sense what you said. So,
what do you mean? I ran away. I saw you guys. I said, she's okay. Over here. That's why I turned around.
I didn't know if you wanted that out.
Joe is
why
saying,
is that not possible?
I just said if you wanted that out.
I think if Joe is trying to say you double moved away and you could... Assuming you double move away, then it would be a double move back, and casting a spell is an additional action.
Understood. I will double move back toward Marigold. Are there still men threatening her?
There are two.
Well, I don't want to tangle with them.
Apologies. Also, Marigold's turn, and you have to roll your d20. It was Saint's turn and Marigold's turn.
You're right.
So on in that 20, you stabilize. You pop up,
only to be stabbed again twice.
No.
Okay.
Now, that could be a one, in which case that was your free round. If you aren't roused by the time it comes back to you, you could be dead. Not now, but you could be dead.
God, I want to look so bad.
But we can't because...
I like the fiction. I've been a lot more lenient in this campaign. It's, you want to get back? You want to cast a million spells? Sure. But I do think fiction-wise, where you did take that whole round to flee, we could raise the stakes here and raise the tension so you can't get...
Okay.
To be fair,
Marigold
probably knows if she's dead.
That's true.
The rest of us don't.
I get to look, and then I poke her face.
I love the hidden death.
I know.
I do, too.
I think
it's such a great... It's a mothership. It's a mothership
tension. Yep. So much tension.
So much tension.
I hate it, but I love it.
Sorry, Jared.
Oh, that's okay.
It's only the seventh time you've been interrupted this turn.
It's okay. Okay. That's okay. Is there anything else that might have happened differently?
I love you, Jared.
I think that now that I see my allies and I see that she's still threatened by foes, I'm going to spend the round moving back toward her one move. And making sure that my dagger is armed and I look like I'm ready to fight or something like that. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then we'll worry about whether I know she worships Shun the Vile soon.
Okay. It is your turn. No, it is
your turn.
My turn. Okay.
One of you guys just saw a close personal friend get mauled near the death. The other one just took a magic missile in the back.
Right. All right. So I will do Troy versus Troy combat here as the guy that was charmed tries to disarm one of the men.
Yep.
And I roll a natural 2. That guy.
You charmed the idiot.
I charmed the biggest guy.
Yeah.
I said the biggest one.
Your name's clumsy.
His name's Butchie.
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 But we don't know that.
Marigold knew that. Marigold saw him and went, Butchie? Right before she got stabbed.
Okay, now,
love me.
One guy's still up from being hit by a man. No, I think he's down. 4 points of damage for a commoner. He's down from the magic missile, so there's one more enemy here. He just starts ramming the dagger into America.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
So unnecessary.
This town was ready to go at each other's throats.
Yeah, the reed was the only thing holding them together.
It makes no sense why the commoners are attacking commoners. Why are they not attacking the guards?
Why can't they follow our example and rip off people's faces with their teeth?
Yeah, exactly.
In a court of law.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have him turn and he'll come after you, Allison.
Okay.
You're closing the distance?
Yeah, I moved once though because I had to fire up on this.
Okay.
I'm closest.
You're close. All right, well,
I'm near.
Okay, let's see what happens here. I roll my good die. Oh, right out of the box.
Oh, it's a sign.
Out of the box is never good. Miss.
Ooh. I almost gave you disadvantage on that, and I was just like, I'm going to let it roll.
Now this guy is toe-to-toe with you. Give me all that money and armor! Allison rips.
Money and what?
Armor. Give me all money and armor, I'm the new Reeve!
I thought you said, give me all your money and honor.
Give me all your honor!
Give me all your honor right now.
No. Take all your honor.
No, it's mine!
Can I get to Marigold?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get to Marigold, and I will attempt to stabilize her.
Okay.
This is a DC 15. I do my pretty.
Okay.
Fail. Intelligence check.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
It was a fail.
It was a pure fail.
Oh my gosh.
Purest of fails.
I'm sweating again.
Okay, that is a success.
Oh!
Okay, but wait. We have to see if she was already dead.
She can't. She cannot already.
You get your one free. If it's the lowest it is a one and you get that free.
Oh, I see. I see. Oh my God.
Oh, no.
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 That was the one.
She rolled the D4 and now you get around. It went around. She got the D20 roll.
Yeah.
She didn't.
So this is on the.
So you're either stabilized or you're looking for a pulse. And if that's a one, you're dead.
Yeah. You ready?
We're sure of this map.
I'm pretty sure the roll of the D20 represents one round.
Yeah. She rolled the D4, right? That's the free round. Yes. And then it went around.
And then she had a chance on a D20. Yeah. That's one round.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
I think so, yeah. I don't think if it went around again, that would have been two rounds. I don't think that makes sense.
Okay.
Right?
Well, let's see. Here is where
I'm dying, right?
Here is where they stabbed you. Then we got one, two, three turns. Then you should have rolled a D4, or do you roll the D4 here and then the...
I think you rolled the D4 right after they stabbed you.
I think so, too. There was something... It doesn't feel right that it's been...
Think about it. If she rolled the D4 right after
she should have waited until...
You should have rolled it then.
I should have had a free round, you're saying.
That's why I think you're fine.
Okay.
Oh, God.
But I want to make sure before you...
The number
Well, it might not be up for discussion.
It's true. It was a 4.
Okay. Oh, great. What are we doing?
Doesn't even matter.
Doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
And okay. I was like, she's alive!
And you stabilized her.
I stabilized her.
Awesome.
So am I back? I'm just stabilized.
You're unconscious.
Okay. She's alive.
Yeah, she's-
and in perfect hibernation.
Okay.
That voice was so perfect. It sounded like a drop.
Very hectic here. This guy just tried to stab you. You're standing there. Give me your money and armor.
I want work is a highly trained special forces soldier. I want to do like a straight up Jason Bourne, like, and just like rip the dagger out of his hand and choke hold him.
A little takedown.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to do a posed strength check with advantage on this commoner to just subdue him.
Okay, you get advantage because
you can
of
also
your grit.
Choose to knock a creature unconscious instead of killing it if you reduce it to 0 hit points. So you could just like hit him with the flat of the blade. And
I don't want to get out my emerald sword right now. I think he runs up, he tries to stab him, and he's just like, you idiot! Yeah. And he's just going to grab him up. Try to, anyway.
Did you roll a natural one?
I did.
But
I had advantage.
Oh.
And I rolled a natural 2.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I rolled 1-2.
Shit balls.
I rolled 1-2.
And not a 12.
Well, because I wanted to be cool, I'm going to spend a bottle cap on that. I have advantage. Take another shot at this. Another natural 1. And then 2 more 1s. How do you like it, Sydney? So that's a 14. Not sure. Well, that's
he's not wearing armor.
14.
And so he's going to basically just like, you know, twist the dagger out of his hand and grapple him.
Rear naked choke.
Yeah, rear naked.
We're down a dagger. Can you grab the dagger?
Saints.
Actually, no, it's not a dagger. It's a short sword.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It is short sword.
I actually need a short sword.
We go around to Einar.
If I can close, I want to kill the other one.
The charmed one?
No, there's
the
one.
The other guy.
He's already down.
The magic missile guy's unconscious.
Magic missile trigger guy,
But I don't think you know this guy's charmed. You should just fucking kill him.
Yeah, I think I don't know his charm. Yeah, I'm going to try to kill him.
Thank God.
Okay, that's a 14 to hit.
Yeah, he turns around and goes, I think I love your friend.
Einar knocks his head off.
Could you say something to her for me?
6 points of damage.
Just buries his great axe. Use your foot to pull the axe out of this carcass. That guy crumples. You guys all smell smoke now. The city is burning in various parts. There's mobs like looting buildings and whatnot. You see a contingent of people running towards the keep with the guards. It's pandemonium. Tell me what you do here.
Saint scoops up the short sword as he's running. He just grabs it and then he flips around the handle, hands it to Gorak, takes the dagger out of your sheath, and takes the dagger for himself.
Ellison takes the dagger and hands you the other short sword.
Saint gives back the short sword and takes the dagger because he can't use a short sword.
All right.
I don't know that you can either.
I hand the short sword
to
Wark.
I think I can. I'll take it again.
Can you carry Marigold?
Yes, I will take the vulva.
All right.
On we go.
And I pick her up, but I put her over my shoulders. Once his weapon has been taken up off the ground, I just turn the guy around and shove him so that he just falls down onto the ground. And then we turn and run to the Feathered Wish.
He hits his head on a sharp rock that goes straight through his eye and kills him.
I didn't notice I was running the other way.
I know. We never know what happened to that guy.
Where do you run?
To the Feathered Wish.
Now, Skid and I talked about it, and we were discussing that in this fairly likely event that we decided we need to get out of town, we realized we probably can't come back to Marin's Hold for a beat. So looting?
Yes.
Let's go loot maps and stuff.
We loot.
We thought it was maybe best to get Barnaby and Marin and go to Wardenwood and deal with that quest.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're not coming back to get them for a while.
And also, it's not safe here. Like, we should get them and bring them home.
Yeah. Also, I where everyone can't it, use where a short a sword. I don't know how to use it.
Why did you want that?
I don't know.
Who are you?
Sane has my dagger.
I need the dagger.
Were your stuff? Do you have any?
I have to get my things.
We have to go to prison?
Yes.
What kind of stuff do you have?
Gotta get into the keep?
My armor, my dagger, I need that.
You can't have it.
I need it.
We're not going to that prison right now. We have to get out of town. We'll get you something. I've got a dagger here. Swing.
Ellison takes that one.
Takes his shirt off.
It's not gonna fit me.
You're a deputized member of the Green Knights now.
You see, part of the wall has started to catch fire now. The wall's keeping Marin's Hold safe.
Where's Barnaby and Marin?
I mean, we go to Regina and Martin's.
You're running all over the place. Feathered Wish, Regina and Martin's.
I'll go to the Feathered Wish and grab our stuff. You go to Regina and Martin's and I'll meet you there.
All right.
We go. And he starts kicking down doors.
I'll go to the prison.
Loot the Feathered Wish.
All right, the two of you go to the Feathered Wish. You see them dragging Mindy Feathertongue out. They're dragging her out, pulling her out of there, and other people are going in and they're like stealing money. They're going into the crayfish. They're stealing booze.
Jesus.
I go to the prison and get my shit. There's no way that
there's guards. You go to the keep to try and get into the keep, go down into the dungeon to where they keep Saint stuff.
You don't have
it
anything.
It is crazy.
Nothing you have is special.
Yeah. Let it go.
You just got out of prison.
Yeah.
He runs up, he sees that it's crazy, and he goes, man, fuck this. And he turns around and goes back to the
prison. Just go loot a store like everybody else.
He goes and loots a store.
Yeah, just go loot a store like everybody else.
Maybe you go in that direction. You just see the guards are just like ushering nobles or important people towards the keep. Where's Einar in all of this?
I have Marigold. So.
Oh yeah, you're holding Marigold.
You can come with us.
I'll come with them. Get the kids.
You break into Regina and Martin's house, and they're just getting back, and you see Martin is all cut up. He got hurt, and he's like ushering Regina. He's like, what are we going to do? They're going to burn this place to the ground.
You stay safe. You stay alive. We're going to take the kids off your hands, and we're going to go.
Where will you go?
We're going to take the kids to Wardenwood.
Oh, what about us?
You can come if you want, or you can stay.
What about the Lansingshire brothers? You've met so many NPCs. We must account for all of them.
We're not going to feed any more mouths. That's part of the deal.
If you come, you bring your own supplies.
You bring your own supplies, your own hunting, your own foraging.
All right.
Do you have any leather armor?
No, I just had some, and I just gave it away to the prison guards. Surely it's being held in the dungeon where they hold the equipment of people who are on death row.
Forget it. It's impossible.
I also gave them hundreds of gold coins. Enough to level you up.
Oh.
You can come to Wardenwood if you like. We have a boat.
You have a boat? And they're trying to think. And all of a sudden you hear this like screech. And people are screaming. Smoke everywhere. Fire on the walls. And then someone yells, "Demon attack!"
What, at the same time?
And we'll see you next week.
They're drawn to the chaos.
They are. Oh my God!
Oh my God! Let's roll another natural 20.
Oh my!
It's my initial.
We're never gonna leave here.
We're never getting out.
We're never gonna find another dungeon again.
I should have died in that cage.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now, before you go hunting for something else to listen to, let me make it easy. I'm Mike Carruthers, host of a podcast called Something You Should Know, and I speak with experts about fascinating things that affect your life, from human behavior, relationships, health, science, and everyday mysteries. We've been downloaded millions of times because every episode teaches you something you'll be talking about later. Open up Something You Should Know and give it one episode. You might just find your new favorite podcast.